Watch, Joe Biden officials flying border crossers into U.S. in middle of the night. By John Binder on May 19, 2021. Groups of young border crossers were flown into Chattanooga, Tennessee in the middle of the night, local media confirms in video footage released Wednesday. The footage, obtained and published by WRCB-TV3 News, shows groups of roughly 30 to 50 unaccompanied alien children, UACs, all seemingly in their teens, who were flown into Chattanooga by President Joe Biden's Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, after arriving at the United States-Mexico border. The first video in the footage, according to WRCB, shows a plane full of UACs landing at the Chattanooga Wilson Air Center around 1:30 a.m. Friday, May 14 from Dallas, Texas. The second video in the footage was taken of UACs deplaning and then boarding buses at the airport well into the evening on Saturday, May 15. A third plane of UACs landed Wednesday, May 19. A source told WRCB, while the local media station confirmed that a fourth plane of UACs also arrived on May 19. The UACs, after getting off the planes, boarded buses owned by Coast to Coast Tours out of East Point, Georgia that were contracted by the Biden administration to transport the migrant teens throughout various cities in the South. Other bus companies contracted by the federal government to transport UACs through the U.S. interior include Knoxville Tours and Malone Busing Services, according to WRCB. Some of the UACs are being taken to a facility in Highland Park, Tennessee, which was a former Tennessee Temple dormitory. The operation is part of a nationwide multi-agency initiative by the Biden administration, with the help of non-governmental organizations, NGOs, like Catholic Charities and the Shapiro Foundation, where border crossers are being quarantined in migrant hotels before boarding commercial flights into the U.S. interior. One particular operation near the southern border takes border crossers on buses to airports in Yuma, Arizona, and San Diego, California. The border crossers board commercial flights that take them to various U.S. cities. Breitbart News exclusively reported this week that border crossers from Cuba and Venezuela are taking advantage of the operation and getting on commercial flights to travel into the U.S. interior. From February 19 to April 22, as Breitbart News reported last month, the Biden administration had flown about 7,200 border crossers into the U.S. interior on domestic commercial flights. Border crossers are allowed to bypass photo identification requirements, boarding flights without a photo ID, and do not have to prove they are negative for the Chinese coronavirus. Correction, this story previously identified Little Rock Tours as a bus company involved in the transport of migrant children, which is incorrect. Little Rock Coaches owns the bus seen in the video, not Little Rock Tours. We regret the error. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.